Hello and welcome to the Marketing Meetup podcast. My name is Joe Glover and I am impossibly grateful for your attention, your time, your love, affection and your ears being dedicated towards the direction of these here sound waves that are vibrating in your eardrum and possibly and hopefully exciting your synapses right now. Now today we have a lightning talk, which is a 7-minute talk from Jenny Norman, who is the director at Frison. I'd kill it every time. Basically, it's spelled F-R-I-S-S-O-N. And if you want to listen to more of the common sense talking that Jenny gives out in this talk, then you should speak to her directly. Now, Jenny speaks about how to win a corporate Christmas presents. And I think it just really gives some very good, solid common sense, but equally timely and useful information on how to win over Christmas. I really hope you enjoy the talk. I know that I did. If you'd like more from the Marketing Meetup, head to themarketingmeetup.com, come to one of the events, or listen to more of these podcasts. There's so many now. I hope you're enjoying them. Please let me know if you are. And with that, all that's left to do is hand over to Jenny. And I really hope you enjoy the talk. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, good evening, Cambridge Marketing Meetup. I'm Jenny from Frison, and we're going to lightning through how to win at corporate Christmas greetings. Are you ready?
Yep.
Everybody ready? Let's go. Let's hope it works. Okay, so inevitably the email drops in or someone raises it at a meeting and says, it's time to sort out the company Christmas thingy. Exactly. If you've ever been a marketing manager, and I know there's lots of you here, that is the reaction. And then the next piece of it is this. You'll get lots and lots of emails that contain this kind of stuff. Truly. Now, the thing about the company corporate Christmas greeting is that for almost every single team, it is the least favourite recurring marketing project that there is. Would we agree? Yes? Okay. And because it is the least favourite recurring marketing project happening, it always gets left to the very, very last minute. So I'm here to inform you there are 44 days left before last post before Christmas. And if you stick with me on this, I will solve your problems for you, okay? So winning at corporate Christmas is all in the approach. Number one, relax. It doesn't have to be stressful. Now, trust me on this, it doesn't. Every time we hear the words Christmas, it's a little bit like hearing wedding. Everyone goes, oh, don't worry about it, okay? Don't start madly Googling best corporate Christmas gifts, short lead time UK. And most of all, don't bother to segment your recipient lists, okay? Trust me on this, unless you've got some really, really insistent senior managers, don't do it. Don't bother with the, oh, this is our best customers, these are the okay ones, these are the warm leads, these are our suppliers. Just don't. Now, you might have a really insistent key account manager who says, oh, well, whatever you're coming up with, even if you haven't launched it yet, it's not good enough for my special customers. That's fine. Let them go. In fact, suggest that they might want to come up with something personal just for their special clients that's impressive, but their customers also still have to get whatever you're having. But that's the way you do it, and then they can deal with the extra costs and the permissions and the approvals and all that sort of stuff. So, most important thing, forget it's Christmas, okay? Take Christmas out. So, instead of thinking corporate, think customer. Instead of Christmas, just think friendly, non-sales, brand com to our customers, okay? I know that's not very catchy, but that's the important way of doing it, okay? No Christmas. Okay, so you need to approach it like any other Marcom's piece. First of all, who are we talking to? Well, we're talking to our customers. We're talking to people that we work with. What do they think now? Well, they know what we do. They know who we are, and assuming that they like us because they're doing business with us. What's the single-minded proposition? Hey, it's been great working with you this year, or best wishes for the holiday season, or hey, can't wait to catch up with you next year. That's truly it. And what we want them to think after receiving our comm or whatever it happens to be, thanks. Us too. Right back at you. It really is that simple, okay? So the reason this is simple is because no business was ever won at this time of year because of the bottle of wine scent or the size of the Fortnum & Mason hamper. Really, truly, if you're thinking about what's going on in your offices and your lives, as soon as it clicks over to the 1st of December, all rational business thought is out the window. Like, truly, you're not thinking about that that agency that's coming in to pitch you for work. You're thinking, oh, my God, how am I going to get all my shopping done? There's only 3 weekends left, and I've got to get rid of all these emails, and then we're shutting down for 4 days. So, really, truly, it is a non-sales comp, okay? This is what it's all about. So, the something, and this is the fun part, I promise. Christmas comms are fun. How do you decide what it should be? So, sometimes when you've got a whole wealth of things that you can consider, starting with what it shouldn't be is a good place. So, number one, avoid anything with an easily identifiable price. This is really important, okay? So, that includes wine, whiskey, regular blended chocolates, or hampers from well-known retail outlets. And this is because if you send something that's like that, someone will make a value judgment based on how much they think you've spent, and they can find out pretty quickly. So it's a little bit like when your nan gives you a £5 voucher for Waitrose for Christmas, you know what she's thinking, and you're not the favourite grandchild. Okay? So if you go too cheap, so let's say you go for the £4 bottle of wine from Majestic, they're going to be thinking, they don't value my business, I was on the C-list. If you go too expensive, they're going to look at it and go, we're actually paying them too much money, or there's too much margin in our projects. We could shop around afterwards. Now, the other thing is, if you're dealing with someone that's at a big organisation and you go extravagant, you may hit corporate gift list value limits. They're real. They happen. And if that happens and they have to declare your present, it may well be taken from them. And I don't actually know where those presents end up. But not with who you intended. Okay, also avoid any branded corporate promo items. I cannot impress on this enough. And if you're bored enough, I have a whole other talk about what I think about branded corporate promo items. But basically, nobody ever, ever, ever said, I love that branded USB hub, that tin of generic jelly beans with your sticker on the top, or that executive test toy you sent me for Christmas, where did you get them? Like, ever. It's a waste of money, and they do end up in landfill. And the other thing is, which might be a bit contentious for the crowd, but anything edible or alcoholic, steer clear of it. And that is, I do make an exception because we found some exceptional, beautiful chocolates that came out of a Scottish supplier that had these incredibly graphic design covers, and they came in a nice suitcase. Anyway, it's another story. But aside from that, avoid the alcoholic, because a lot of people these days don't drink alcohol. So if you happen to have a client contact that doesn't, your present may well be re-gifted, which means it's a wasted gift. I know, I don't know who the people are that don't drink, but clearly they don't work in marketing. Anything edible is also a minefield because there's growing awareness of dietary needs and restrictions. You also run into cultural concerns at this time of year as well. Plus, you've also got perishability and delivery windows and things like that. So, again, this wonderful thing that you think might be amazing for someone, you may not know that your client contact is a celiac or vegan or has a nut allergy or something like that. So just avoid it. So, what do we do? This is what we do, and this is what we in this room do best, okay? We go back to Branding 101 and use your creativity. So we've already agreed, because I said so, that this isn't a sales piece and it doesn't require measurable ROI, so we treat it like a brand comms piece. And because it's a silly season, you can use it as an opportunity to show another side of your business's brand, and you can have some fun with it. As I said, it's not serious. Okay, so perhaps consider some of these approaches instead. So thinking about your business's brand reputation, your products, your services, and your sector, this is for everybody, create something in-house that shows your business's skills applied in a slightly different way or medium. So that's the first thing. So think about that. If you do high-precision, specialised scientific instruments, can you retask people to do something really interesting with paper that can be laser-cut and repeated, or with balsa wood or something like that? Give people something that they can build, customise, or play with. So this is what Simon was saying just now about an experience. So we all know about engagement. Engagement means interaction with our brand and with us. So if you give people something that they can do that with, they'll be thinking about you and thinking about how much fun they're having and not clearing their inbox. It also might stay on the desk a bit longer. It also might go home for the kids. But either way, you've given people something to do that's taking their mind off what they should be doing. Now, the other thing you can do is just step away from your business completely and give something useful for the season that's not related to their work life. So we only usually spend 8 hours a day in the office, so think about what's going on outside the office. Why don't you give them a really oversized pair of earmuffs to get through the pre-Christmas nagging? Why not a pack of 10 really beautifully designed Christmas cards, but blank ones, not with your branding? Why not a custom Christmas wrapping kit that's got some lovely papers and some branded safety scissors? or something that I was sent from an energy provider, which was a CD which had a custom slipcase with very quietly recorded 10 Boxing Day songs to help with the hangover and the household cleanup. No, I still remember it, and that was about 7 years ago, and I'm pretty sure it's in my samples box. So, now it doesn't have to be a gift. What about a video sent via a seasonal e-shop hosted on your website? Now, that sounds kind of boring without a brief, so thinking about your business again, if your business is a fairly serious, straight-laced, you know, kind of establishment, there's quite a lot of those in Cambridge, why not acknowledge that that's your brand reputation, and why not do something that acknowledges that but in a gentle way and perhaps makes light of it? So, for example, a consultancy I worked with here in Cambridge, we made a video and we showed how you could use environmental chambers to cook your roast. We showed how we could use robots to cut up all of the vegetables. You know, we did things like that. If you've got an in-house coding area, why not completely over-engineer some really complex code to solve a really simple Christmas problem to sort of, you know, make light of using what you have. Now, you could also do a playable game sent by a seasonal e-shop and hosted on your website. If you have people that do software in-house, you can find a lot of these that you can white label and just put graphics on the front. But again, it's that engagement. So if you then put a saveable leaderboard in there or a video at the end once somebody had managed to clock the game, that's just another way of having people interacting with it, and it's fun and it's relatively cost effective. You could also do something like a laser cut card or one with a removable playable component. All of these things can be bought online, white label, and then customised by designers. Now, the last and most important thing is, if you really, really are strapped for time and none of these things are resonating and you're starting to go back towards the avoid list, stop where you are, there's always corporate social responsibility and charity. Now, the important thing is, this is very, very quick, it's very easy, and it's very good. That's the most important thing. Did you hear that joke? It's good. Charity's good. Okay? Because it stops USB keys and jelly beans going into landfill. You could do something like sending out an e-card and saying, in lieu of spending money on corporate Christmas this year, our company's decided to donate the equal amount to the local homeless shelter, or we've decided to give it to a local group that supports something in our sector. So it could be a local school group getting them to the Lego Robot World Championships. It could be towards a local group of teaching underprivileged kids to code. The other thing you could do is you could make it a staff engagement exercise as well and say that the company will match fund 2-to-1 any money that the staff donate, and then you could ask the staff for suggestions on which charity to support and make it a whole of company experience. Or you could do something like donating 1 day of each person's time throughout the year to work on whatever charitable event that they'd like to work on, and then track that through the year as your Christmas initiative. So, last but not least, here's your summary, how to win at corporate Christmas greetings. Don't segment your recipients. Keep it light. Don't be so serious. Keep it fun. Keep it on brand or deliberately the opposite. Don't be generic. Don't go edible or drinkable. Be creative. Be helpful, useful, engaging, altruistic, entertaining, or all of the above. And if you really are stuck or you want some examples, get in touch with us at FrisOn. We'd love to help you. Thank you.